Lift him up, October 17. Recognizing God's ownership. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. The psalmist's words, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver," state that which is true from other than a religious point of view. They state an absolute truth, and one that is recognized in the business world. Even in this age of passion for money-getting, when competition is so sharp and methods are so unscrupulous, it is still widely acknowledged that, for a young man starting in life, integrity, diligence, temperance, purity, and thrift constitute a better capital than any amount of mere money. That which lies at the foundation of business integrity and of true success is the recognition of God's ownership. The Creator of all things, He is the original proprietor. We are His stewards. All that we have is a trust from Him, to be used according to His direction. This is an obligation that rests upon every human being. It has to do with the whole sphere of human activity. Whether we recognize it or not, we are stewards, supplied from God with talents and facilities, and placed in the world to do a work appointed by Him. To every man is given his work, the work for which his capabilities adapt him, the work which will result in greatest good to himself and to his fellow men, and in greatest honor to God. Thus our business or calling is a part of God's great plan, and, so long as it is conducted in accordance with His will, He Himself is responsible for the results. Laborers together with God. Our part is faithful compliance with His directions. Thus, there is no place for anxious care. Diligence, fidelity, caretaking, thrift, and discretion are called for. Every faculty is to be exercised to its highest capacity. But the dependence will be not on the successful outcome of our efforts, but on the promise of God. The word that fed Israel in the desert and sustained Elijah through the time of famine has the same power today. Be not therefore anxious, saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" He who gives men power to get wealth has with the gift bound up an obligation. Of all that we acquire, He claims a specified portion. The tithe is the Lord's. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse," is God's command. No appeal is made to gratitude or to generosity. This is a matter of simple honesty. The tithe is the Lord's, and He bids us return to Him that which is His own. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If honesty is an essential principle of business life, must we not recognize our obligation to God, the obligation that underlies every other?